Hello, you're listening to Danae Blogs. What if your biggest supply chain advantage isn't speed or cost, but the route you choose? In 2026, Latin America is no longer just a destination. It's a dynamic network of trade corridors, each with its own strategic value. The question is no longer how fast you can move goods, but how intelligently you move them. Because in this region, the difference between efficiency and delay often comes down to one decision. Route selection. Start with the Pacific gateways. If your cargo originates in Asia, your West Coast entry point sets the tone for everything that follows. Ports like Manzanillo, Callao, and Valparaiso are not just entry points. They are high-volume arteries moving electronics, machinery, consumer goods, and automotive components into the continent. But port arrival is only the beginning. How quickly can cargo move inland? Are rail schedules aligned with vessel arrivals? Can trucking networks handle seasonal pressure? Because true route performance isn't defined at sea, it's defined on land. Now shift focus to the Panama Canal. It's not just a passage, it's a strategic variable. Transit windows, water levels, and capacity constraints directly influence cost, scheduling, and vessel deployment across global trade lanes. Businesses that treat the canal as fixed often absorb delays. Those who plan around it gain control over both time and cost. On the Atlantic side, Brazil anchors regional movement. Ports like Santos and Rio de Janeiro handle massive volumes of agricultural exports, minerals, and increasing container traffic. Yet, the real determinant of delivery timelines often lies beyond the port. Road and rail infrastructure inland can either accelerate or bottleneck the entire supply chain. Then there's Mexico. Here the question is integration. Nearshoring continues to strengthen cross-border corridors into the United States through Texas, Arizona, and California. Automotive components, electronics, and finished goods move continuously across these routes. But efficiency depends on more than proximity. Customs coordination, border processing, and trucking reliability become critical to keeping production lines running without interruption. Beyond international trade, intra-regional movement is gaining momentum. Multimodal corridors connecting Argentina and Brazil to Chile's Pacific ports are creating east-to-west flexibility. Road networks between Mexico and Central America are expanding regional exchange. The advantage here is diversification. When you rely on multiple corridors instead of one, you reduce risk and build resilience into your supply chain. Air cargo adds another layer of agility. Hubs like Mexico City, Bogota, and São Paulo provide speed when it matters most. For high-value or time-sensitive shipments, air freight becomes less of a cost question and more of a service-level decision. At the same time, infrastructure across Latin America is evolving. Digital customs systems, electronic documentation, and standardized procedures are reducing friction at borders. But external efficiency alone is not enough. Your internal processes must align to fully unlock these gains. And increasingly, sustainability is entering the equation. Rail intermodal solutions and optimized maritime routes are helping reduce emissions while maintaining performance. Environmental impact is no longer separate from logistics strategy. It is part of total cost. In 2026, Latin America offers something powerful: optionality, more routes, more combinations, more strategic choices. But with that comes complexity. The businesses that win are not the ones moving goods the fastest. They are the ones choosing the smartest paths. Because in a region defined by movement, your route is your strategy. And when chosen right, it becomes your strongest competitive advantage.